Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today, we might do a downward dog.
Or a pigeon pose.
Or even a warrior. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Okay, Laura. Truth or dare? Dare.
I dare you to do a backflip.
I can't do a backflip. Okay, truth then. Okay, who do you like better? Professor Know-It-All or...
Bleah!
Ah!
Gotcha.
Michael, why would you scare us like that?
It's a sleepover. That's what you do at sleepovers. You scare people. Bleah!
Ah! No, it's not. You play truth or dare.
And watch movies.
And do makeovers.
And sleep in sleeping bags.
Oh, sorry. Well, everyone hop in your sleeping bag.
How do you even get in these things?
Like this. See? Easy. Just like a caterpillar in a cocoon.
Uh-huh. Like this.
Now I will go to sleep and then I'll awake as a beautiful butterfly.
I can't do it.
Hey, that reminds me of a story about a little caterpillar that couldn't get into their cocoon. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It was cocoon day in the garden, and all the baby caterpillars were getting ready to take their next many-footed steps into the world. The most excited was Liz and her best caterpillar friend, Rob.
It's cocoon day. I can't wait to turn into a beautiful butterfly. It's going to be amazing. I will be able to flutter from flower, to leaf, and flap around in circles with all the other butterflies too.
Oh, yeah, like butterfly tornadoes. I don't know why they do that, but I'm going to do it too.
I can't wait to see what my wings will look like. They will probably be rainbow. Or...
Okay, caterpillars, welcome. Please, remove your shoes and find a spot on the leaf.
Rob and all the other caterpillars found a place on the leaf and spread out ready to listen. But Liz was having trouble getting her many shoes off her many feet. The yoga caterpillar class was about to begin.
Welcome, welcome, my luminescent caterpillars. Today we'll be bending and stretching, curving and coiling our bodies, which house our soul, so we can transition them from caterpillar to cocoon, cocoon to butterfly, and then butterfly to... Well, the rest is up to you.
But Liz was struggling with her last shoe.
Hush!
Sorry, I couldn't get my shortcut up. I got it all good.
Hush, young caterpillar. Join us on the leaf.
Liz scurried over to her best friend Rob, ready to do some caterpillar yoga.
Let us begin by setting an intention for this class. Bow your heads.
I intend to turn into a butterfly.
An intention silently in your own mind.
Oh, I intend to turn into a butterfly.
Hush.
Shh, 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 shh.
Sorry.
Liz was starting to feel a bit embarrassed. Everyone else was so calm and quiet. They were so yoga.
Now extend your arms above your head and reach tall to the sun. Sun salute.
Sun salute! I'll salute you, son.
The sun can't see us saluting.
How silly.
Hush. Now, downward dog.
Downward dog! Woof.
All the other caterpillars bent over, stretching their backs. They weren't giggling like Liz. They were enjoying their practice and feeling their flow.
Slowly move into pigeon.
Rob, you want some bread?
Hush. mind on your own practice, your own flow.
The caterpillars moved into pigeon pose, stretching their long green bodies.
Breathe in, out, in,
breathing. I already know how to breathe. I'm going to give this class such a bad rating when I leave.
Liz looked over at Rob, but he was deep in yogi mode, breathing in and out very calmly.
What?
That brings us to the end of our practice. You are ready to enter your cocoon.
The other caterpillars began to roll up slowly and forming a cocoon around them. They wiggled and stretched instinctively, and all of a sudden the leaf was full of little brown cocoons. All the caterpillars were inside, resting soundly.
Wait!
Namaste.
Namaste.
Rob?
Namaste.
And Rob too disappeared inside his cocoon, ready to be a butterfly. Liz began to panic. There was no one left to talk to laugh with, or to show her how to get in her cocoon. How did all the other caterpillars just know how to do that?
Well, I guess I'll just do it by myself,
Liz decided.
Help! Help, please!
She had been left behind, the only caterpillar on the leaf.
I'm alone.
Butterfly, say, leak water, not from the balls of the eye.
Ah! Who said that?
It was a beautiful butterfly with huge orange wings and black and white dots. He fluttered down to the leaf next to Liz.
Butterfly, say, weep ye no more for yoga failure. Yoga cannot fail.
But I've been left behind.
Butterfly, say, move at your own pace. Butterfly life is not a race.
Huh?
The butterfly began stretching his wings and body slowly and rhythmically.
Butterfly say, do as I say and do as I do. Do.
Do do.
Butterfly say, to laugh is to breathe.
Liz listened carefully. To laugh is to breathe. And breathing is a big part of yoga.
To laugh is to breathe?
Liz took a big breath with the butterfly and joined the silent stretch routine he was performing. They reached high and low. They stretched, breathed, moving in super slow-mo. And before she even realized it, Liz was doing a yoga flow.
Butterfly say, the flower last to bloom is just as beautiful.
Liz smiled to herself and then began to roll into a ball. She didn't even think about it. It just started happening. She was getting into her cocoon.
I'm doing it.
Butterfly say, speak not your actions, but act.
Namaste.
Butterfly say, namaste.
The leaf was now scattered with little caterpillar cocoons, all huddled up, waiting to emerge beautiful butterflies. They would need to wait a while, but that's okay. Some things are worth waiting for, even if you have to wait a little longer than everyone else.
Butterfly say, patience is a practice.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
a butterfly.
What does it look like? Is it light and white or blue and shiny?
What does it sound like? Airy and magical, or like a tiny fairy flapping by?
What does it smell like? Fluffy dust or the spring breeze.
Well done, mini beanies. You made
a butterfly.
Wow, what a cool story. All the caterpillars wiggled into their cocoons by doing What was it called again?
Michael Say Yoga.
Oh, and what is Michael Say Yoga?
No. It's just yoga. And it's this. Stretchy, stretch my arms up. Stretch, stretch this way. And then breathe. Good. That's yoga.
Michael Say, no it ain't.
Is too.
Michael Say is not.
I know someone who will know what yoga is.
Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor.
So you want to know about yoga? Yoga was created in ancient India and combines movement with meditation and mindfulness.
Wow.
Hey, Professor, check out my yoga. Stretch my arms up.
Very good, Mim.
Professor, is that really yoga?
Well, kind of. Yoga is a very special practice that you can do with your body. Some people do it every day. It is full of bending and stretching your arms, legs, and back.
Yeah, stretchy.
Your state of mind is also important for yoga. It is a mental and spiritual practice too.
What does that mean?
It means you should not strain when doing yoga, but move slowly and freely. Try not to worry about what other people are doing and focus just on you and your body. It is very relaxing. Shall we try some yoga now? Let's sing a special yoga song and follow along the actions together.
All right, mini yogis. Can you copy what I'm saying? It's time for some yoga. Let's move very slowly and breathe very deeply.
Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Move in super slow-mo. Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Reach up high and go down low.
Let's sit down now. Listening ears on.
Sitting cross-legged, nice and relaxed. Roll your shoulders to the front and the back.
That's right, mini yogis. Roll them back and forth.
Draw a circle with your head nice and slow. Together and let it flow.
It's time to hop back up now, everyone. On your feet.
Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Move in super slow-mo. Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Reach up.
Front.
Lie on your tummy, arms by your side. Peel off the ground, head up to the sky.
Perch up on your hands. That's it, mini yogis.
Rest and stretch here. Point your toes. Slide back down for one more flow.
Up we hop, standing up now.
Super slow-mo. Stretch, rest.
on our feet now, everyone.
Arms up high, just like a tree. Fold like paper, say hi to your knees.
Bend in half, look at those knees.
Your palms meet.
Standing back up now, hands together.
Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Move in super slow-mo. Stretch, rest, breathe, flow. Reach up high and go down low.
Well done, Mini Yogis. Enjoy your day. Namaste.
Wow.
I feel good.
Me too.
Michael say, me three.
Yoga can make you feel very good, especially if you practice it often. It can also make you very strong and flexible.
Wow. Thanks, Professor.
Bye for now, beanies, and namaste.
Bye, Professor Know-It-All.
I like yoga. It's so relaxing.
Same. And look, now that I've relaxed and stopped tugging at the zipper on my sleeping bag, it moves easily.
Good one. That's the yoga state of mind in action. Well, night-night.
Night-night! Maybe you could try some yoga.
And do a downward dog or a pigeon pose.
And remember, to laugh is to breathe. Have fun.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool. Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.